you make a bracha on stolen food? The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Reisha Gozel saw, to steal a saw shel chitin, Tachna, you grind it, Vasha, you knead it, Vafa, you bake it, Hifrish menu chawa, now you make chawa with it, Ketz and Mavarech, how do you make a bracha? Are Ein Zeh Mavarech Ela Menayitz. There's no bracha, or Ein Zeh Mavarech, it's not a bracha, rather it's just degrading to Hashem. Vazen Emer Botzea Berech Niyetz Hashem. And someone who makes a bracha like this is defiling Hashem. So how is this Gemara read? The Rosh reads this Gemara, a simple read, that the Gemara is saying that you must make a bracha on stolen food that had a shinoi. In other words, if you stole wheat and you changed it, so now you own it, you acquired it through the change of making it into bread. So you own it, it's yours, it's no longer stolen food. You make a bracha. Okay, so menites, this God is not happy with this bracha because, you know, it came from stolen food, but stolen wheat, but practically speaking, you're obligated to make a bracha. Beis Yosef, though, disagrees and says, no, it's read rhetorically. It's Ketzad Mavarech. It's how could you make a bracha? Do you really make a bracha on this? It's so disgusting. No bracha is necessary. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch, in a few places, for example, by Lulav, says you don't make a bracha on a stolen Lulav, even if you acquired the Lulav with a shinoi. In other words, you bought the Lulav and you did something to acquire it. I'm sorry, not you bought it, you stole Lulav, and then you did something to acquire it. You know, you fixed it up, you bundled it, then you pulled off some bad leaves, whatever it is. So now, in that situation, even though you acquired it, you could use it for your mitzvah lulav, perhaps, but you do not make a bracha on that. Similarly, Shulchan Aruch says, not siyotze with stolen matzah, even if you acquired it with a shinoi. You know, you bought the matzah, and you somehow, I don't know, fixed it up or packaged it. I'm not sure how you would do a shinoi to the matzah, but the same idea is if you do a shinoi, then you acquire it, and you could be yotzi your mitzvah, or perhaps you can't be yotzi your mitzvah. That's the whole discussion. But the Ramah says, in terms of the bracha, you definitely can't make a bracha. He refers you back to the earlier Shulchan Aruch. Same thing the Ramah says, but if you steal wool, that you turn into tzitzis. Even though you acquired the wool, and it may be yotzi your mitzvah tzitzis, you don't make a bracha on it for these reasons. Now, the Rambam, so it seems pretty clear at this point that according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't make a bracha on something which is stolen, even if you acquired it through a shinoi, you don't make a bracha. But the Rambam in Hilchos Matzah writes that you're not yotzi with stolen matzah, and it sounds like you don't even make a bracha as well. The Magen Mishnah says this is actually if you actually steal the actual matzah, then you don't make a bracha. But if you steal wheat and do a shinoi tit and acquire it, then you're yotzi the mitzvah matzah, and presumably you do make a bracha. Now, Bashar Tzion says it's not so clear the Magen Mishnah is talking about even making a bracha as well, but simply put, there are many others who hold this as well, and if you acquire something, you do make a bracha. If you steal something and then you change it by acquiring it, then you do make a bracha on that item, and that would be the Rambam disagrees with Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass him further? So the Magen Avraham suggests, at least with respect to benching, since it's Doraisa, you should be machmer and bench on stolen wheat that you acquired by stealing it, and then you turned it into bread. If you eat this bread, you should probably bench, he says. And he says, even if you steal the bread itself, you should bench, because benching is Doraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he cites the first part of the Magen Avraham, that if you steal wheat and turn it into bread, should you bench or not? He says the Mishnah Magen Avraham says you should bench, but he does not say that if you actually steal the bread itself, that you should bench. And the Shaar HaTzion explains, because that's a pretty radical Magen Avraham. He says, why should Doraisa make any difference if it's degrading to Hashem? In other words, if you steal bread, yes, it's Doraisa now to bench, because benching is always Doraisa, but practically speaking, by benching, you're defiling God. So the fact that it's Doraisa is irrelevant. Now, a practical ruling on this is the Avnei Yoshva. He says there's a case where a child's, only in Eretz Yisrael do you have these questions. The Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, do you have children asking these Shailas? A child asked Shaila that he stole money from his sister to buy candy, Mamtakim, and now he wants to know whether he should make a bracha on that Nash. Says of Avnei Yoshva, you should. Why should you? It seemed to go contrary to the Mishnah Berurah, who said if you steal wheat and turn it into bread, that you should not make a bracha rishona. The only thing you should have to make is on bread. The only thing is a bracha achrona on bread, because it's the rice that you should bench. But any bracha rishona or any other candy or anything like that, which you steal, and that you steal the money and you use it for the candy, you should not make a bracha. Says the Avnei Yoshva, no, it's different. Because here you stole the money, and the money was used to buy the candy. That's very different than stealing wheat and turning it into bread and eating the bread. When you eat the bread, still some of the wheat is still inside. Here, when you buy the candy, the money's not inside. It's a transfer. The transfer of the money, the stolen money, doesn't get transferred to the object that you are buying with it. And therefore, he says you would, he told the child, you would have to make a bracha. You shouldn't do that, but you shouldn't steal from your sister. But if you stole from your sister and used that money to buy candy, you would make a bracha on that candy. Now, of Gedalia Axelrod, the chief rabbi, Chabad, chief rabbi of Haifa, in his Sefer Migdal Tzofim, rules that an interesting shiloh comes out from all this. It's unclear whether you make a brichas erisin by a couple who doesn't keep hilchas nida. You know, you're marrying off an irreligious couple that's not going to keep nida at all. Shouldn't go to mikvah or whatever it is for whatever reason. So she doesn't know anything, and you're just marrying them off so they have a kosher or whatever kosher marriage you could do. Do you make a brichas erisin? Because in other words, in some ways, that bracha is on an iser, because you're not going to keep the what brichas erisin is talking about, which is the proper laws of marriage. And so if that's the case, then maybe it's the same idea. Even though it's before they do the actual iser, maybe it's brichas nietz, it's defiling to God. Another interesting question, just to conclude, is do you make an netilas yadayim on bread that was from stolen wheat? In other words, you stole wheat, make it into bread, you own the bread now, do you make an al netilas yadayim on it? We said you shouldn't make a hamotzi on it. We said because it's not daraisa. But what about an al netilas yadayim on washing on that? Is the al netilas yadayim connected to the bread or not? The Sefer Erechetz Bekapai asks this question and leaves it as tzarchin.